Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and reconnect us as we share the book of Luke at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Luke chapter 2. I am reading from the HCSB version. Gospel of Luke chapter 2 is on page 1015 in my Bible. So let's read together. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her first son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the lodging place. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a fitting trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. When the 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were finished, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male will be dedicated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he saw the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple complex when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him what was customary under the law. Simeon took him up in his arm, praised God, and said, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your slave in peace, as you promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation for the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and told his mother Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be opposed. And a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was well along in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and was a widow for 84 years. She did not leave the temple complex, serving God night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began to thank God and to speak about him to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Then they had completed everything according to the law of the Lord. They returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The boy grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom, and God's grace was on him. Every year his parents traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom of the festival. After those days were over, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming he was in the traveling party, they went a day's journey. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple complex, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked them. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke was written by Luke as a letter to his friend Theophilus. It was written to prove that Jesus really was and is the Son of God. Do you know who Luke is? Luke was a doctor and a Gentile, only Gentile writer of any of the New Testament books. He brought his scientific training to his writing, filling it with facts and details. Luke tells of how Jesus came to earth as a human baby and was fully man in the way he lived, in the way he was tempted, just as we are, and in the way he was hurt, both by the suffering around him and the events of the cross. Luke also shows that Jesus was fully God, by his great wisdom and the amazing miracles he performed. But perhaps Luke's greatest truths are found in the way Jesus reached out to those who were outcasts, and that Jesus died to offer salvation to all people of all times and all places. Today we read Luke chapter 2. The chapter starts with a title of the birth of Jesus and ends with the title of In His Father's House. We notice that all the heaven and earth was orchestrated by God from the birth of Jesus. We see the vast movement of many characters appear and play critical roles in his historical moment. The angels, the shepherds, and even the universe was under the control of our God. Yet, the details were not missed. Even the mundane parts were crucial. In verse 7, Mary wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the lodging place. I wonder how Joseph felt when he could not find a room for his family as a man. I wonder how Mary felt when she had to use the feeding trough as the first bed for the newborn baby. But this low point became the sign. In verse 12, it says that this will be the sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough. Hallelujah! God is with us in our highest moment and in our lowest moment. And He turns the lowest moment into a miracle. Amen! Praise the Lord! He wants to be praised with our weaknesses. The shepherds obeyed and came searching for baby Jesus and found Him lying in the feeding trough. They might have thought it was ridiculous to look for a baby in the feeding trough, but the shepherds obeyed and met the Lord. Sometimes sad things happen and ridiculous things happen, but let's listen carefully to our Lord and obey Him no matter what, and treasure what the Lord has done for us and meditate on it. Let's not forget about what the Lord has done for us. God is with us when we do our daily routine. Mary and Joseph followed the rules and they did the ritual for Jesus when he was 8 days old. And Mary and Joseph were able to meet Simeon and Anna. Let's do our duties one step at a time and not quit. No matter what the circumstances we are under, let's not omit what we are called to do. Children, let's remember to obey our Lord. As we follow Him in our daily lives, we are under God's plan and history. We are under God's grace and miracle. Let's trust the Lord and not lose our hearts or our walk. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you are always with us in our highest and lowest moments. Lord, please let us trust you and follow you. Pour out your loving kindness